A big moment in our lives when we know we're facing tikkun, facing that moment of correction, is when we feel afraid. As soon as we feel fear, it's a test. Eitan, what can you tell us about fear?
We all have it. A person is totally enlightened and doesn't have any klipot, will fear no fear, because the opposite of fear is feeling safe, feeling the presence of the light with the person, feeling that the future will be good even though I don't know how it will turn out. That's a sensation when I'm connected to the light within me. So in every area in my life, there's concealment of the light because of my tikkun, I will be afraid, I will not be saved. And one of the indications that I will be afraid and I'm not going to feel safe, that my head started to go towards the future. I will not be present because I'm afraid what's going to happen. So I'm going to anticipate, I will have worries, I will have movies in my head and how bad things could be. Oh, I wish things would have turned differently. Or I'd pray to God, please make sure that tomorrow the result will be positive of the medical test.
So you're saying as soon as I'm not in the moment, I'm dealing with my tikkun.
Exactly. Because when you're in darkness, physical darkness, you're a little afraid. You might hit a wall, a furniture. The same thing spiritually. When I don't feel the light, I'm in darkness, I'm afraid of the unknown. I'm afraid of how things will work out for me financially. I'm afraid about my relationship. I'm afraid about being judged. I'm afraid about me being diminished. I'm afraid about me being sick. And we all have those fears because this is the root of all tikkun.
So basically, it's not a bad thing to be afraid. When a person experiences that moment of anxiety, doubt, worry about tomorrow, or they're dwelling on the past, that's why we learn in Kabbalah 1, just pause and get excited about the moment. We're getting excited about the fact that we have the opportunity now to make a correction. That should already begin to neutralize the fear.
Absolutely. The fact that you're injecting the awareness and you're accepting, yes, I feel darkness now. I feel void now. It takes my mind and my reactive system to the future, to fixing it, to feel better. Pause. You feel afraid. You feel darkness. But I'm injecting the certainty and the trust. There's light in this moment. An even greater light that I can even expect. And I would like to inject thy certainty by shifting my attitude about what I'm facing.
Beautiful. Every time I'm feeling fear, it means I'm about to go to my next level of anything, whether it's relationships, finances, health, anything that's going on in my life, I first need to feel the fear, which then the opponent comes and he wants us to fill the fear with reactive energy.
My ego tells me, you should worry because by worrying, you're controlling the situations and hopefully you might create a scenario to feel better.
But it's That's illusion. The ego's trick. The ego That's tells the ego's you trick. If you worry about it, you're actually fixing it.
Exactly, because I'm doing something.
But you're planting a negative seed which manifests as chaos.
Which the seed of it is because every time I'm afraid, I have a choice. Either to believe there's no light in my life now, there's no good in my life. Bad things going to happen. That's the reactive system. And when I believe in it, I'm going to start to listen to the ego suggestion how to fill it up. Or I'm saying, I'm afraid. There's darkness. But I know there's darkness only because I don't see it. But the light is here. And I want to break the barrier of my mind and my klipot by injecting certainty beyond logic.
Right, because if it was logical to me, I wouldn't be afraid.
Exactly.
Remember, we once said it, if you're going to your next level, you're going to be scared and it's going to be unfamiliar. Otherwise, it wouldn't be your next level. If you understood what was happening, that means it's your level. It's not your next level.
Absolutely.
Your next level is always unknown to you.
Absolutely.